Lili Nishmas, Abba Murray, Zichrono Livracha. We're up to Siman Tov Kuf Nun Aleph, Seif Gimel, discussing laundry and haircuts during this time of the year. Shavua Shachal Bo B'Tishabov, Asurim L'Sapra U'Chabes. You can't take a haircut or do laundry during the Shavua Shachal Bo. This is from the Mishnah, and that's the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah later will say that Ashkenazim are machmer on these things already from Rosh Chodesh during the entire 9 days. The Shulchan Aruch says, even if you're not going to wear it now, rather only for Tisha B'Av, you still can't do the laundry. But also the Shulchan Aruch says, Hamechubasim Kodem, freshly laundered clothing and sheets, Be'in Lahatzi Abhem Amita, to use them, you know, to put the sheets on. Or mitpachas hadayim v'ashulchan, they're also aser, even for towels, are also aser to use during the night, even if they were washed in advance. Then the Shulchan Aruch, really starting from, based on the Gemara, explains different types of methods of laundering that the Gemara talks about. And the Shulchan Aruch concludes that our kibbutz nowadays, our laundry, is considered a very good method of cleaning. And our laundry, kibbutz shalanu, is like the gihutz shalahem. The gihutz means the way they would iron things using a stone to smooth it down. And therefore, we hold that our type of laundry is usher to do during the Shavua Shechal Bo, even to do the laundry to use it for after the 9 days. And we're machmer on all types of clothing. The Gemara has a differentiation. Different types of clothing. We're machmer on all types of clothing. And the Ramah adds on, V'ananogin l'achmer, because them mitchilas Rosh Chodesh ad achar atinus. And we don't, Ashkenazim don't do any laundry from Rosh Chodesh until after Tisha B'Av. Now, with Tzorech Mitzvah, one can do laundry and even wear freshly laundered clothing. And the classic example is a woman who's supposed to wear white during the Zion Nikim, the seven clean days, and also to use a white sheet on the bed. So the Shulchan Aruch says, that's mutter l'kabes v'lubosh levanim u'latzia tachteho. Now, the Ramah continues, v'chein l'chavot Shabbos lovshim klei pishton u'matzim levanim k'mo b'shar shabbosos, that you can wear freshly laundered clothing l'chavot Shabbos and put out white tablecloths. To change the sheets, the Mishnah Berurah says, to freshly laundered sheets, that we don't do L'Kovet Shabbos. Now, it's Mashma, the Mishnah Berurah says, that it's mutter even to do laundry on Thursday or Friday L'Kovet Shabbos. But he says, some are Machmer on this, and the Mishnah Berurah says that if you don't have a clean shirt for Shabbos, then it's mutter to do laundry on Thursday or Friday, L'Kavod Shabbos, and certainly it's mutter to give to a guy to do if it's L'Kavod Shabbos. And that's what it says in guidelines, that a woman who doesn't have enough white clothes and sheets for the seven clean days may launder them as necessary. A person who doesn't have clean clothes to wear on the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av may launder on Thursday or Friday according to his needs. And a person who only has one garment of a particular type may launder this garment when necessary until the week of Tisha B'Av. That's in the Mishnah Berurah, that if you only have one that you need, that until Shavua Shechal Bo, it would be mutter to wash it, to reuse it. But what about giving clothing to a non-Jew? So the Ramah says, Asur litenkeim l'koveses eina Yehudis, v'chabes me Rosh Chodesh ve'eilech, avo kodem Rosh Chodesh mutter latet, afal pisha koveses achar Rosh Chodesh. You can give clothes into the dry cleaners, let's say, before Rosh Chodesh, even though they might do it during the 9 days. But you shouldn't give it to give it during the 9 days, even if to clean it only after the 9 days, still we don't do that. Well, so now the Maisa, so you don't wear freshly laundered clothing during the 9 days. However, this is clothing that are not worn to absorb perspiration. But Rav Ida writes, undergarments, socks, and pajamas, which are worn directly on the body, may be changed during the 9 days where irritation or discomfort will develop. And that's the psak of Rav Moshe Feinstein, and that's the minhag in most places. But what about the shirts and the dresses and the blouses and the sweaters, etc.? So that the minhag is you prepare before the 9 days. The posting quote from the Shach in Hilchos Avelus in Yerudea that if clothing is worn for a short period of time before the 9 days, then they lose that freshness and they can be worn again during the 9 days. How long? So the poskim say half an hour is certainly enough. They quote that from Alvo Yashiv. As long as it loses its status, it's the freshness. Now, what about Shabbos? So you're not allowed to specifically prepare from Shabbos for the rest of the week. So the idea of wearing something for a short period of time on Shabbos, specifically for the purpose of wearing it during the week, is prohibited, and that's what Rav Ida says. That's what Rav Ida says. However, if a person, let's say, is wearing clothing, then he goes to sleep for a nap, and he gets up, he'll put on different clothing. People sometimes change their clothing after a nap. So that would be permissible to do, but only for something which is suitable to wear on Shabbos. For example, this would go for, let's say, shirts and pants that a person has that he could wear on Shabbos as well, and they would fit for Shabbos. So if he works it out that every time after a nap he puts on a different shirt or a different pair of pants, that would be a way of preparing those clothing to use during the rest of the week. What if one forgot to do this? So then it's brought down in some of the Sfarim. There's another way to prepare your clothes to lose the freshness, and that's leaving it on the floor for some time. Some people leave their clothes out on the floor overnight. Now, if the floor is totally spotlessly clean, so the poskim say it doesn't really lose its freshness. So then, if you walk on them a little bit and then they become a little bit creased, then that would be mutter. But ideally, it's better to prepare the clothes from before the 9 days. But if you didn't do that, then this idea of leaving it on the floor, and either it gets a little dusty, or you would walk on it, that would work so that it loses the freshness, and then it's permissible to wear them during the 9 days. I mentioned that one should not use fresh towels and hand towels during the 9 days, but you can use a fresh hand towel for Shabbos. Now, there's also the issur of a haircut during the Shavua Shechalbo, and the Ramah says in Sif Dalet that we're noheg this issur, even Ashkenazim are noheg this issur for the entire 3 weeks. Now, even though a haircut is usur, the Mishnah Berurah says combing the hair is mutter, even though sometimes hairs can be pulled out. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes that even though we mentioned that for laundry in some situations, if it's necessary, it's mutter l'kavod Shabbos, but tisporos is usur, even l'kavod Shabbos. Why? Because anyway, the Mishnah Berurah says belav halchi ein regilin l'saper b'kol shavua. People don't always take a haircut and a shave every week anyway, and therefore it's usur to shave with kavod Shabbos, according to the Shulchan Aruch, during Shavua Shechalbo. Now, it's usur to shave with kavod Shabbos during the 3 weeks, according to the Mishnah Berurah. If a person thinks it'll affect his parnasa if he doesn't shave, so the poskim say it's mutter to shave during the 3 weeks, but one should not shave during the Shavua Shechalbo. And one could ask a shayla about that. Now, the poskim say that plucking eyebrows or eyelashes is mutter. Later on, we'll see that if a person's mustache is interfering with his eating, the Shulchan Aruch says later on that it's mutter to trim one's mustache. And then also regarding cutting nails during the 9 days, during the 3 weeks, it's mutter. During the 9 days. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes two opinions about this, and the Mishnah Berurah says that l'tzorach mitzvah it's mutter. One is on Erev Shabbos, you can cut your nails. And also, if a woman needs to cut her nails to go to the mikvah, so that is mutter. Now, regarding haircuts and shaving, so it's interesting. There are those that say that since the Mishnah Berurah says it's usur l'kavod Shabbos because people don't shave anyway every week, but nowadays people who shave do shave every week or even every day. So therefore, there is a view in the Achronim that it would be mutter to shave l'kavod Shabbos during the 3 weeks, and indeed even during the 9 days. However, this is mentioned. This is in the Weekly Halacha Discussion, Volume 2, page 425. There are poskim who support this custom of those who shave on Erev Shabbos. However, he concludes, but this is not the custom today in most communities, and it's certainly not the minhag. However, that view exists, and the basis for that view is the language of the Achronim, that the Isser, the reason why shaving is worse than laundry, is because we don't shave every week anyway, but many people do. So based on that, there is a view that it's mutter l'kavod Shabbos. However, that is certainly not the practice, as the poskim say. Okay, we'll stop here.